Now to Central Washington and the ongoing issue with the massive crack at Wampanoag Dam. We're hearing today about how much a fix will cost and how long it will take, and it's all bad news. Correspondent Anna King has the details.
First of all, it's going to take a long time. Grant County Utility District officials say at least past the 4th of July weekend. That's not good for migrating salmon and boaters dealing with the drawdown of the Columbia River behind the dam. And then there's the price tag, $61 million total. About a third of that is from the crack investigation itself, guarding the river shore, and the loss of power production. The rest is the fix itself. The plan so far involves a suturing job of sorts. Steel cabling will be threaded through the broken spillway to anchor it to the bedrock, and grout will be squeezed in to fill the crack. Thomas Stredwick is with the utility district. He says his agency should be able to absorb the financial hit by using some of its savings and taking out further loans.
Rate increases are a tool that we're going to use essentially as a last resort.
Preliminary studies show that the concrete makeup of Wampanoag is still strong. That leaves investigators looking at the construction and the design of the dam. I'm Anna King in Richland.